Drinking and dating. A recent survey found women who don't drink receive 24% fewer messages on dating apps than those who do. This is Single, Married, Divorced. I'm Eric Rung, and I am single.
I'm Tom McGuire, and I'm married.
I'm Allison Collins, and I am happily divorced.
All right, so this is an interesting question because I feel like I say that every time, but I feel like this one is extra interesting because it is the most natural first date you can ever go on is, other than maybe coffee, would be, let's go get a drink.
You got to grease the wheels.
I don't even know if it's so much greasing the wheels as it is. It's just, I mean, I don't really know anybody that doesn't drink, but that I can think of right offhand, but it's just easy, and it's an evening thing. I was like, I don't want to go out and get a cup of coffee at 7 o'clock in the evening.
You'll be up all night then, right?
Right, I actually would be, but it's just easy to me. It's not so much greasing the wheels as it is, it's an easy thing to do, and most people like to do it.
So my girlfriends started, so they were setting me up on this app, and they assured me they had not activated it, and they put up pictures. And so the first pictures they put up, I looked at, and there's probably 6 pictures in my phone of me with a drink in my hand, and they took all of those and put them up, so it looked like an alcoholic. And they're like, no, this is going to work. It's going to make you look fun. But I thought that was kind of over the top.
Yeah, 1 or 2 is good.
Not six. Anyway.
Not that I'm judging, but...
In conclusion, it is activated, and apparently I have, all these messages that...
Which app?
Hinge.
Oh, yeah. And you've not checked it? It's not on your phone? It's on your friend's phone?
No. It's on my phone. It makes me panicky to look at.
When's the last time you opened it?
When I was with these girls last night, they opened it.
And you found a number of messages. Did you look at the photos at all?
Yeah, but because I didn't finish filling it all out, you get to a certain point where you can say, no, I wouldn't date that person. No, I wouldn't date that person.
Allison, you've come a long way.
To send them a like would be overwhelming to my nervous system. So.
But I would still say you've come a long way. You went from, again, I could see the anxiety building on your face, but you've come a long, long ways with the dating apps. It's still on your phone.
Yes, there is a hidden page on my phone that has Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, and now Spot Hero, but I don't know why that went over there.
And also, well, your 4-week window is officially closed, so maybe next year, guys.
Oh my God, I'm in so much trouble. Now it says 50 plus likes you, and so now I can't... this is a guy named Brandon who's flushing a bug down the toilet.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
What app are you on?
Oh my God, I think I taught him. Okay, we have to close this.
Wait, what did you put in the age filters?
Yes.
And what did you put, like 21?
No.
18.
I think.
Jeez, Eric, 21.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the drinking thing. So anyway, the girls thought every picture of me should have alcohol in it.
Right.
Because it would make me look fun. But I thought it made me look like I had some issues.
Well, I think we've all been on dates where it's, the first 20 minutes, it's not going bad. It's all right. Then all of a sudden that second drink comes. And 30 minutes later, you're having a blast, right? I mean, when I said grease the wheels.
I know what you meant by greasing the wheels.
For me, sitting and having a coffee, just kind of, it'd be like, am I on a job interview? Which I guess you kind of are on a job interview, but... what do you do with your friends? You go out, you get drinks. So when you go on a date, go out and get some drinks. Just kind of makes the evening a little more fun.
There are profiles on there that say, not a drinker.
Swipe left.
And I automatically do because it's like, it's not because we have to go out drinking all the time. But at the same time, it's like, I do like to drink. And that, I don't know. I wouldn't even know. Well, what do you do? I just don't know what you do.
Well, I used to be married to someone who at one point, he stopped drinking at one point, and it was actually great.
Right.
I always tell Beth that if I ever stopped drinking, you'd get so bored with me.
maybe if she stopped drinking.
Your personality is much more exciting when you're drinking.
I would just lay there and watch TV constantly. Now, we'll go on the deck and have, a bottle of wine on the deck.
Sure.
I'm not going to go sit on the deck and just do nothing and drink water. That's absurd, isn't it?
You know, I find that if you put, like, Topo Chico with a lime in it...
It feels like a drink.
It feels like a drink. Lots of ice.
I could see that.
But going back, though, I do, especially on a first date, when's the last time you went on a date where there wasn't at least one drink involved?
Well, last week I was on this date. No.
No.
Beth and I have not gone to a... Beth and I out to dinner without a drink, without Caitlin and without a drink.
It's never
I'm not
happened.
Sure. Unless maybe on a road trip it might have happened. I mean, I don't remember.
Right.
Or like a brunch, maybe like
well,
a brunch
sure.
or something
I mean,
like that.
Well, I've been out with you and Beth for brunch and we didn't have drinks, which I love that your wife said, this isn't brunch, this is breakfast.
Yes, exactly.
Which is one of my favorite lines that I use over and over again. I guess I just keep coming back to what else would you do on a first date?
Well, I think it just goes back to would you date a single parent? Would you date someone that smokes? Would you date someone that doesn't drink? I mean, I just think it just goes back to, because I'm sure there's people listening that are like, I don't drink. Why wouldn't you date? What's wrong with me? Why wouldn't you date me?
And I like that not drinking is in the same category as a smoker.
I don't do drugs, so, you know.
Yeah. It's a good thing if you don't drink. We're not saying that. It just,
right.
I feel like it would be a...
It would be hard for me.
A challenging... It might be... But I think a lot of people who don't drink are like just used to not drinking and being around drinkers that they
See,
can
I
kind
would,
of adapt.
I would feel I totally judged all the time if I was on a date with somebody and I had a couple drinks with dinner and I just... It would feel weird.
Well, you would feel judged, but that doesn't mean they're
well,
actually
you're right.
judging
exactly,
you.
Exactly, so. But I don't like to feel uncomfortable either, so there's that. And I'm not saying you have to go out and get hammered every single time, by any means.
Why not?
But, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just such a part of life, I guess.
Sober people make you uncomfortable.
That's not true. I mean, you can be sober and also drink. You don't have to get drunk every time you have a drink.
What?
I know, it's weird, but it happens.
We have a buddy who actually thought, like, having a beer was the most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, why would you only have a beer? Like, you don't have to have 6 to 12 beers every time you want to have, you know, a drink.
A drink,
yeah.
Yes.
You can just have a beer with dinner and
right.
go on with your life.
Or a glass of wine. I don't know. I just, it's just been, I don't know. It just sounds bad to say, but it's just part of my life, I guess. When you go out, you have a nice dinner, you have a couple of drinks. Sometimes you go home, sometimes you go out and have a couple more drinks.
Well, and I think it goes, like, how were you raised? Like, my cousins all were just in town, and so my parents had liquor and beer everywhere because we're Irish and follow all stereotypes. I think if your family has wine with dinner, then it seems normal to you.
Yeah.
But there is a picture of me on a dating website where I'm riding a bicycle with a Miller Lite in my hand, which the girl said, that makes you look fun.
Or like you have a problem.
That one
or
actually
like,
kind of makes you look like you
have
a problem.
My driver's license has been suspended, so now I have to ride my bicycle to Target.
And you can get a DUI on a bike.
I don't know where to go from there. Do you think it's weird, though, that, I mean, this was a 2014, so it's a couple years old, Plenty of Fish did this survey, which is another dating website app type thing, that a quarter, basically, of women receive fewer messages. Does that make sense? That they don't, that they said...
Well, I think if you specifically call out that I don't drink, like, first of all, I guess it's nice to be upfront about that, but I feel like I'm sad that they think they need to say that right off the bat. In a perfect world, they wouldn't have to. So, like, you would say, like, oh, you don't drink? Swipe left. See you later.
And would you date somebody that doesn't drink?
If she was super fun and, like, it didn't affect me at all, if I didn't feel judged... Then, yeah, what do I care? But if it's ever weird where she's, like, not fun, then, no, I wouldn't date her. I mean, I would, but it has nothing to do with drinking. It has to do
right.
with her not being fun.
Well, yeah.
So I don't care if you drink or not. Just don't,
but I wonder,
don't kill my buzz.
I wonder if that statistic, because I'm now very experienced with dating apps. And
right.
So they say, do you drink? Yes or no. Would it matter if they drank? Like, if they drank, is that a deal breaker?
Right.
I don't know how they phrased it, but like, I wonder if that percentage goes off of girls that say they don't drink or girls that say that if the guy drinks, it's a deal breaker.
Right. Well, what about you, Allison? Would you date somebody that doesn't drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Well, let's go to question number one. Breadwinner, does it matter who earns more now?
No. Make all the money you can. I don't care if it's the guy or the girl. Or
I don't know why that matter either.
But, I mean, this this actually comes from an actual message we received where this person has a very high-paying job, and she has had issues in the past with guys who are uncomfortable. And I'm like, those guys are idiots.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. All I want to do is work hard and retire.
When you and Beth...
Yeah, Beth made more than I did when we first started.
Beth was like a super fancy executive when I first met her.
Very high powered. Very. Beth did very well for herself, and now she is able to stay home with our daughter, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which also allows me to say I make more than her, which is also awesome. No, but I could care less. If Beth said, I want to keep working and you can stay home, I think I would may have like hit myself in the head with a hammer by this point, because I can't imagine doing what Beth does every day, keeping Caitlin happy.
I think I would be an amazing stay-at-home dad.
I think you would, probably. You're so good with kids.
Fantastic.
You're so good with kids. It's amazing to see. But, I mean, I don't care. The day of, like, the man having to be the breadwinner, like, if you still care about that, like, open your eyes and, like, welcome to the real world. Just make as much money as you can, retire as early as you can, and who cares who made it?
I've dated women that make a lot more money than I do, and I love it. Even though I end up paying a lot more, but still, it was nice to know at the end of the day, there could be that pot of gold for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Call me selfish. I don't know.
As a teacher, I don't make that much, so they're almost always the breadwinner. I mean, they almost always make more than I do, so I guess I'm just used to that.
Yeah, I don't understand why anybody would really have a problem with that. Like, I don't get it.
But I think there is, like I said, I mean, this person actually dealt with this in real life, which it does blow my mind. But I think there is this old-fashioned mentality. I mean, I had someone say to me once, I forgot how they worded, but basically when Beth and I were both still working, somebody's like, well, I guess I'm just used to being the alpha or something. I'm like, just because, like, first of all, neither one of us is the alpha, and whoever makes more money really didn't matter. Like, we were a balanced relationship. So someone was like, oh, well, Beth's so successful. And I'm like, hey, I do all right for myself, too. Come on. But I better be I hope she triples what she makes, because that just is good for both of us. So who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference to me. All right, let's move on to our app story. This is actually from a friend of mine. She just told me this story. I'm not going to reveal her name. But we were out.
It's me.
We were out, and I was telling her about the podcast. I was telling her about App Store. She's like, oh, I got a good one for you. And I'm like, oh, okay, let's listen. So anyway, so she had been out with this guy. This was her first date with this guy, and she was 36 at the time. He was a little younger. He was 31, and they decided to go get a drink, because that's what you do on a first date. And anyway, so they go and get a drink, and she said, it was okay. He was nice enough, whatever. Seemed to be more interested on with his phone than really with her and getting to know her. But she was like, whatever, it's fine. It was Bumble. What do you expect? And so the bill came for that. And he said, well, let's go get another drink. I know this other place right down the street. And I feel like a margarita. Does that sound good? And she said, yeah, sure, that's fine. So he actually paid for that drink. The gentleman should. And then they walked down to this Mexican restaurant to get a margarita. And he proceeds to order the one that is for four people and sets it down.
So this also sounds like my dream date.
And so they're drinking this, and obviously it's going to take two people quite a long time to finish a four-person margarita. Well, at least it didn't in this case anyway. And she said, really bad conversation. It just wasn't good, and he was on his phone. And I was like, I just want to finish this margarita so I can get the hell out of here. So she started drinking more, and she's like, at this point I was a little tipsy, and the bill comes, and the waitress hands it to him, who then looks at her and just handed her the bill. She's like, are you serious? She said, he looked me dead in the eye and said, are you serious?
Millennials, I tell you.
So then she's like, all right, what the hell? I just need to get out of here. So ended up paying for, it was like $35 or something like that, with the first drinks were probably, you
know, sometimes
like
it's 10. Worth it to get out of there. Oh, just pay yeah. it and go.
Yep, and that's exactly what she did. And then he insisted on walking her home, which she was like, no, I'm fine. No, I'm fine. And finally, again, it was just like, all right, fine. I'll, you know, when she lives in a high rise, so it's not like she didn't have a doorman or anything like that. But so they get to her place and he said, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom. Do you mind if I come up? Are you kidding? No, you're not coming up. That's ridiculous. It's like, well, not only take me a second. It's like, I know what you're trying to do here. And no, you can't come up.
Well, genius.
Good for her there. I wouldn't even let him walk me home. I would be like, hey, like, no, I don't want you to know where I live. But, yeah, I don't care if it's a high rise or not. Yeah, like, this guy sounds awful.
It's still, you know, and sometimes it's just easier just to, all right, fine, let's just get this done.
It's personal safety, right. Eric.
No, I agree.
I mean,
I
this
agree.
Guy on the phone, like, why are you on the phone? Don't go on the date if you're going to be on your phone.
Right.
And if you've got to be on your phone, that means you should probably just end the date, I guess. But, I mean, what are you
hand,
doing?
The hand
and
the, or hand the bill. Bill.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Like, she should have just gotten a cab and been like, have a good one, buddy.
Right.
Margarita for four, that's probably $48.
Well, I mean, it probably was more. I don't know. Yeah. It was a couple years ago, so she didn't quite remember. But it was a lot more than the drinks he bought, put it that way.
I'm going to say this. I think, like, his father failed him. Like, that guy's, like, he's a failure as a father if that's how his son acts on a date with a seemingly nice young lady.
Yeah, she's a very nice young lady.
If a guy walked me home and then wanted to come into the bathroom, I would, like, barricade the door. But I don't have a doorman.
Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, that was, there was no second date, believe it or not.
Yeah, that was a shocker.
I know, shocking.
I didn't know anyone ordered those margaritas for four.
With two people?
Now, that's also kind of an amateur mistake. One time, Beth and I did a stay-home date, like a tourist day or something is what we called it. Because we did one once with good friends of ours. We had a blast. So we did like a one-on-one. We're on vacation in Chicago. And we're going to the Cub game. And we stopped at Trader Todd's. And we got like a giant, Mai Tai.
Is it inside a pineapple?
No, it's inside this like giant margarita, martini glass.
Trader and we just thought it would be, that place.
We did it just because we thought it would be funny to get this giant Mai Tai. And then like a third of the way through the Mai Tai, you realize, like, oh, this is a horrible idea. The ice just melts and it tastes like crap. And, you know, by the end of it, we're just trying to, like, you guys are just trying to get rid of it.
I think you guys sent me a picture of just you drinking it.
Yes. No, actually, I think on some of our social
media.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. That's right. Be, that was from that day.
Yeah, that was from that day.
That reminds me of a quick story. And I may go a little out of turn here. But when I was in San Antonio, I had met a very nice young lady and had gone out that afternoon and no plans whatsoever. And anybody familiar with San Antonio knows that they have this river walk there and they have all these restaurants and bars. And it's really a nice place, but it's also a giant tourist trap, obviously. So we went to, we started off going to get lunch and we had a couple of drinks there. And then it was just overrun with tourists this day. And it was just ridiculous. So we decided, let's be tourists on the Riverwalk. So we went down to a souvenir shop, and I got this terrible, like, cut-off sweatshirt sleeves that said, you know, take the bull by the horns. And she got this.
That's hot.
Oh, man, it was so awful. And then she got this, like, pink rhinestone vest that she wore and a pink cowboy hat. And we were awful. Like, we were taking pictures with all the servers, and at one point, we were on the Selena Bridge, if you've ever seen that movie, Over the Riverwalk, and we were going to take our picture because everybody takes their picture there, but I took my shirt off, and it was a hell of a day, I'll tell you that. It was a lot of fun playing tourists in San Antonio.
Oh, definitely. It's a great thing to do. Like I said, we've done it twice in Chicago. It's hilarious. The first time we did, we actually ended up at the TJ Fridays in River
North.
Oh, that
is totally tourist.
And got some
it.
Mudslides.
Excellent.
Went to Hard Rock for a beer.
I've never seen you order awesome. A Mai Tai or a mudslide. You just do it when you're on tourist day?
Yeah, tourist, you know, vacation.
That's a very touristy thing to do. I love it. Yeah.
Fun day.
All right. At least Tom and I recommend being a tourist in your own city.
I'm sorry. I do that with my kids, but we call it Adventure Day. And so we take the train in and then you know, it used to be our limit was $40 is all we could spend for the day, but that was when they were young enough to be free on all the public transportation. But yeah, we do that all the time, probably once a month.
Well, you live so far away that...
so far that I... But you know what I've never done? The architecture tour everyone says.
It's really awesome. Yeah,
I do it every time someone comes into town. I think I've done it like 4 or 5 times.
My mom buys that on Groupon and the Segway tours and constantly insists we go. But
the architecture tour, like a lot of it depends on who you get as your host.
I learn something new every time I do it.
Usually have some really good stuff.
Yeah. I know a lot of the jokes, though.
Yeah. I took a Segway tour once and this really nice young kid, I think he was probably in college, and he said two things during the tour that I knew were factually incorrect.
Did you correct him?
No, I didn't. He was a nice guy. I still tipped him at the end. But I was like, man, there's going to be some tourists like, oh, yeah, I was told. And like, that's not at all true.
Right. I did the double-decker bus tour once, too. It was great, though, because the person running the tour said, all right, where's everybody from? And he like started pointing people out, and he pointed at me, and I'm like, the north side? He's like, okay, well, you're not going to learn very much, but here we go. Okay, let's move on to question number 2. Married once, twice shy. How should you handle telling someone that you don't want to get married again?
I don't want to get married again? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but if you're, I don't know.
Especially
hard.
If that person wants to be married and you're dating them, I mean, obviously it's a conversation that would come up. I think it'd be tough. I mean... Man.
I think that's something you have to discuss right off the bat. I mean, it's also, I mean, I think that's in the category of, you know, do you want to have more kids? Do you want to be married again? I mean, I think that
I don't know if
it's
right off the
flag
bat.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, I would just.
Allison, I'm going to give you a little advice.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I love it when you say that. Yeah.
Don't talk about marriage on a first or second date.
Listen, I don't think that I don't think that I'm the one that's like, I want to be married again. Do I consider it a possibility, maybe, but it's not something that I am like aiming for or
right. But say you were dating somebody for a significant amount of time,
okay,
and I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months even, and you know, marriage came
up. I usually break up with them before then, but I'm trying to stay with you.
I know you only have about 4 weeks. Yeah, but I mean, say you were and they said, you know, I would really like to get married. I would like to have more kids. You know, where are you with that? I mean, obviously, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I didn't phrase the question right, but
I mean, if the person you're dating absolutely wants to get married and you absolutely do not want to get married, obviously,
would you break up with the person or would you let them break up with you or would you just or do you just keep going as is?
I always think it's on the, I mean, like if you're happy in the situation and you realize maybe they're not for whatever reason, but that's not like, if you're happy, that's not on you, that's not your job to break up with them just because you think they might not be happy. Like if they really want to get married and they know you don't and they keep dating you, I mean, that's on them in my opinion.
Right. I mean, I see where you're going with that, but I guess you also want to be fair to people though too, right?
Well, have you been up front and said I'm never getting married again, and this person keeps dating you even though they know, and you're up front about it, then that's not on you to be like, oh, I'm going to break up with you because I don't want to get married again. I think you do, or you say you do.
Right?
If they want to break up, fine. Like I don't think you have to do anything for anyone else. In that situation.
I mean, like, but I also think you should be a kind person and take other people's feelings into account.
Well, how are you not being kind? You've told them the truth.
No, I see what you're saying, but you're putting it in very cold terms, I think. But
well, that's fine. But no, but why would... All right, so you break up with them because you think that's the best thing for them to... I mean, how do you know what's best for them?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you just continue dating as is? And I don't know. I mean, I guess if one person
really
wanted...
It's kind of like just kicking the can down the road.
Right,
like
If I mean, it sounds like eventually this is going to end.
That's their decision, though, isn't it?
Are you at no point you're responsible?
If you've been honest with them and you're happy in the relationship and you are very happy dating this person and you've said I'm never going to get married, why should you end it if you're happy?
I don't know. I think maybe it might be time to like really clarify. Like, listen, I'm having the best time. I love dating you, but... honestly, you're not going to change my mind and I'm not going to get married. And if that's a deal breaker for you, I just need to make sure that you understand right. where I stand.
Right. And as the other person, because you wouldn't want, I wouldn't want just to keep dating somebody with that other person just knowing. Let me try and rephrase this. I wouldn't want to keep dating somebody knowing full well that they wanted to get married and I didn't, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I feel like they're going to leave me and I'm the one that's going to be heartbroken because I love dating this person. And if that's going to happen, I would rather have it happen now rather than later.
Yeah, but
does
then
that
you're,
make sense?
But then you're making a decision for yourself and you're doing what's better for you, which is fine. You're making a decision based on your own feelings. My argument is, if you didn't care about any of that, you were just very happy dating him, you're happy with the status quo, you're having a great time, you're hoping it's going to be long-term, I don't think it's anyone else. It's not your job to put yourself in their shoes and be like...
Well, I mean, I think it's a conversation.
No, but you're breaking up because of you. Because you don't want to get broken up with down the road. So you're, you know,
well,
that's
I'm
fine.
I'm also wondering where this is going to go. If this person really wants to get married and I don't, and they know that, and I don't know. I almost feel like eventually it's going to come to a head. And the paths are going to have to go one way or the other. So, I think it's a very tough conversation, but it needs to also have an ending sooner rather than later.
In any relationship, you look out for yourself and you try to take as good of care as your partner, of your partner as you can.
You can just care their feelings, right?
Yeah, I mean, you do everything you can to make them happy, and they do everything they can to make you happy. But I don't think you ever want to be like, oh, I'm going to break up with you. Why, you're not happy? Oh, no, I'm super happy. I think you're not. You know, you don't want to make decisions for them. It's their life. It's their decision if they want to get married, not get married, or if they want to change their mind, not change their mind. So I think it's up to them to do it. Eric, your example where you're doing it for yourself, like I feel like I'm going to get stung if I don't get out of this relationship.
I don't want to waste anybody's time.
So that's different. That's your feelings. You're taking into account your feelings there.
And theirs, because I didn't want to be married, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and I'm not arguing it. I'm saying I see you're doing that because you think it's better for you to do it. But if I think I'm better off dating this person... And I'm being honest with them, then it's up to them to break up with me if I don't want to get married.
I think it's just going to end so terribly that I think you end it sooner than later.
I agree.
I think it's just going to come to a bad spot.
And that's your right to do so. I mean, I don't know what you guys are. I mean, you're making the decision based on what you think and what you feel, so that's fine.
And I think we've come to a spot where we have come to an end of another episode of Single, Married, and Divorced. Thank you so much for listening. Next week, we will talk about a new study out from Stanford and Michigan State University where we talk about couples who meet online versus offline. Who's more likely to break up? That will have a couple of more questions plus a dating app story. For Allison and Tom, I'm Eric Rung. This is Single, Married, Divorced. Have a great week, everybody.